BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I've just been made deputy head boy at my old school. But what does it get me? What does it mean? Chris's friend Fernando needs some help and some fantastic news about the bridge on the M3 named after me.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1.
You're right there, Scott.
Just trying to look for something in my bag.
You look violently underprepared. You've got your coat on. You're sort of rifling through your bag.
I've been to Hampshire this morning. I went back to school today. Went back to my old school.
Oh, wow.
In Eastleigh, Hampshire. I'm looking for something. Hang on.
Lost your pen?
My keys there.
You got your Great Ideas book?
A toothbrush there. What's that?
What is that?
No idea. Anyway,
right.
A small container. Right, the reason I've got something to show you, it was in my bag. So I went to do a little talk today at Crestwood College in Eastleigh to the year 8s and the year 10s and 11s who are about to, you know, make their career choices basically or try to start to think about what they want to do for a job. So they asked me to go and talk and they called me a role model of the school.
Oh.
Imagine that. That wouldn't have happened. Well, you like when I was 12, that definitely wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, here's the thing, right? Did they think that at the time?
Absolutely not. No one was expecting that. I fell asleep on the train down there, so, and I remember snorting myself awake as the train stopped at Winchester. So apologies to the bloke next to me. You know I'm not good on the transports.
You're the worst.
Yeah, I just fidget around. And then I fall asleep on people and, yeah, so
kick
sorry about
seats.
That. I do, yeah, I lash out in my sleep.
You're dirty.
I'm not, what do you mean I'm dirty? I'm
you're
not dirty.
Food, breakfast on your face, that kind of thing.
Only sometimes. How many times a day do you have to go to me? Mills, you've got something on your face. Quite a lot, isn't it? Okay, Nan. Anyway, they've asked me to clear my diary in 2 weeks for the Parliament meeting because, check this badge out that I got today.
Oh, that's the badger. That's deputy head badge, isn't it?
Deputy head boy. Always the bridesmaid. But I hope to make it to head at some point.
Why do they give you the deputy one then?
Well, because I can't be head boy. I'm not there. I'm on radio every day. So,
but you're allowed to be deputy head?
Yeah. And they gave it to me and everyone gave me a big cheer and clapped. It was a really nice morning.
Is this a token badge or will you be putting your work in?
Well, they've asked me to go to the meeting in 2 weeks. So I imagine they're serious. Nice to see Mrs. Talbot there, my English teacher. Very well. Still.
Do you find it weird when you go back to your school and you're friends with the teachers?
Well, here's the thing.
Do you feel like you're selling out a bit?
Mrs. Talbot has semi-retired. What do you mean selling out? No, Mrs. Talbot has semi-retired now, but she came back in today just to see me.
Aww.
Mrs. Talbot has the best Christmas lights of any house in the whole of Eastleigh, which I reminded her of today. You know, like the really awful ones that you see on programmes? Mm. Like, those are hers. And I was like, you still got the Christmas tree lights, Mrs. Talbot? Oh, yeah, I still have, yeah. Anyway, she says to me at some point, I think by now you can call me Pat. And I was like, do you know what? I don't feel comfortable with that, Mrs. Talbot. You will always be Mrs. Talbot.
Big up, Mrs. Talbot.
I refuse to call her Pat. Also, big up Mrs. Dawkins, the headmistress. Made me feel very welcome today. What a morning. Thank you, Crestwood.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, hang on a minute. It's Tuesday. Does that mean Charlie Slough today? Oh.
Do you know, the good news doesn't end there either. I've got something so exciting for you today. Like, genuinely, this is where it pays well to have a friend working on the show. Seriously, it's a good one for you.
Right, well, I've already had a great day because I've been back to my old school and been made deputy head boy. My mum has just texted me going, only deputy? Just be pleased for me. I can't be there all the time to be head boy.
It really isn't always the bridesmaid situation for you.
Shut up.
Well, no, it is.
What does being deputy head get you? Like, what is it? Is it respect thing? What happens? Were you ever head boy?
No.
Of course you were.
No. Why would I have been head boy?
I don't know.
Boy?
You just seem a little bit. I reckon you were quite swatty at school.
I was senior prefect.
Oh, of course you were. I knew it.
So I got to wear a special tie.
And what happens there with senior prefect, please?
Just you, actually nothing. You just had to just sort of man queues and stuff like that.
Right. Okay.
Like be in charge of the canteen queue.
So like law and order.
Yeah, but people respected me more.
Did they?
Yeah.
I knew...
teachers and pupils
I knew you
more.
Would be senior prefect. I knew it. Or head boy, or whatever you want to call it. I knew that would be you. How did I've never asked you that before. You know, I knew you'd be it.
You need to put the badge on right now and wear it with pride.
Okay. I just want to know what it gets me. If anyone's been head boy, if anyone's been deputy head boy,
or girl,
let me know, or girl, then let me know what happens there.
I think it's similar to a Blue Peter badge.
The Scott Mills Daily. Do it how I
want it, often. BBC Radio 1, that is The Weeknd and Often, and I'm deputy head boy, Scott Mills. This is a bit like when Scott Disick became a lord on the Kardashians and talked about it far too much.
But this isn't one of these titles that you've bought. To my knowledge, you haven't bought your deputy headship, have you?
I've been awarded it by my old school.
You didn't go there this morning and give them a huge comedy check?
No.
For loads of money?
No, I just did a talk about how you should reach for the stars in your career.
Motivate the troops.
Absolutely. I've also got a...
what else is in your bag? This is so strange. Keep opening your bag. Obviously, people can't see this, but he keeps just picking his bag up and taking something else out of it.
I've got a Crestwood T-shirt in my bag, swag.
Look at that.
Extra large, good. Thanks for that. Why, if you are head boy or deputy, do you get... What's the thing with goats? Because someone was allowed to keep a goat in a field. Harry from Wimborne was given his own office as head boy and was also allowed to tether a goat on the headmaster's lawn. That's one. But he didn't have a goat.
What a strange privilege that is.
I know.
I mean, I'm sure there are privileges because there's a lot of responsibility. Yeah. Obviously, you've got to go to other schools and talk about your school or loads of meetings, that kind of thing. So there must be some perks.
Definitely, yeah.
But the tethering up of a goat is odd.
But there's loads of goat things. Like, why do you have to have a goat, or do they get you one, or what? Someone says, your English and maths are hardly exemplary. Why are you head boy? Mm. Neil and Adam, landscaping in Truro.
We, again, should emphasise your deputy head boy. But it does seem unfair that another child would miss out on being deputy head because it's gone to Scott Mills.
Helen used to be deputy head and she used to get annoyed. Oh, I see. She used to get annoyed because the head girl and head boy got free chips and she didn't from the canteen. Ben Mundy off of Newsbeat was also deputy head boy. He's just tweeted me. Badge, like I have. Check it. Special room for break time. And in charge of the prefects. Which you were one of.
I was a senior prefect.
So I would be in charge of you. Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Yeah, good. You all right?
Good, yeah. Good, thanks.
Are you head boy, girl?
I was, yeah. I was deputy head boy at Kings in Winchester.
Yeah, Kings in Winchester.
Yeah.
So much posher than me.
I heard you guys mocking Winchester a couple of weeks ago.
We would not do that. I fell asleep through it earlier.
Do you know what? Someone else said this to me recently, actually. Never mocking Winchester. It's a great town. What we were saying is the services were a little bit lacking. That's all.
They are, okay.
Yeah, they're not actually in Winchester, though. They're kind of on the outskirts. Winchester itself is banging, don't get me wrong.
But anyway, you were in a position of power, were you?
I was, yeah. A couple of years ago now. So I was deputy head boy. I thought I was sort of second. I thought, hadn't quite made it to head boy. So I felt kind of a bit, I didn't feel that great. But it was actually amazing.
Was it great?
You got, I got so much free stuff, Scott. Honestly, it was amazing. I got lunch with the headmaster every sort of few weeks.
What kind of lunch?
And that's not, it's not packed dinners. It's not anything like that. It was proper, sandwiches and pork pies and... Being Winchester, that's probably what you'd expect.
Like a buffet? A buffet with the headmaster?
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was all of us. It was all the deputy at the... There were two other deputy head... One other deputy head boy, two other deputy head girls, and the head boy and head girl. And we all got to have lunch together. It was brilliant. It was not horrible, sticky flapjacks.
No, you can just imagine it. You can imagine that it was like something of Henry VIII.
Yeah.
There'd be sort of legs of lamb.
Yeah, chicken legs, which you could just like, bite off.
A full-on massive table full of buffet items.
And there'll be people to like lift the copper things off the food. Da-da! Lids on them.
Ganaches or something.
Yeah, is that what it was like, Robbie?
That's what it was like. It was brilliant. And we got to go into a really nice office as well.
Wow.
Comfy chairs, swingy chairs. It wasn't a normal lunchtime, which, believe me, was brilliant.
Did you feel more important than the teachers?
It was brilliant. Yeah. You could get away with anything. Get away with murder. You could just, you ended up being late to lessons or whatever, or doing what... I don't really know why I was deputy head boy now, but you end up being late to lessons and, they didn't really seem to matter that much, so it was all right.
Above the school law there.
You did feel it with some teachers. It was brilliant.
Right, good to speak to you, Robbie. Or do I still call you head boy? You're not that anymore?
No, not anymore.
Okay.
Thanks very much, guys.
Love you, bye.
Thanks, love you, bye. The
Scott Mills Daily. Yes, deputy head boy gets use of a Shire horse at Allen's school in Swindon.
That's nonsense.
No, it isn't.
That's nonsense. And Scott, he then says he used to make the prefects assist him in mounting it and then feed it apples.
Yes.
Not happening.
That happened. Right, if I want those alpacas off of Countryfire, the ones that we took for a walk, the ones that have been in Star Wars. They're at the beginning of Star Wars in full prosthetics. Legendary A-list alpacas. That's what I want to be having as head boy, the alpacas, please. Also, you're allowed to grow a beard or a moustache. Do you believe that one?
No, I don't.
Lydia and Rugby. Heads of school are allowed to grow a moustache at my school. It's not really fair being a head girl, as the privilege just isn't an option for me. I believe her.
BBC Radio 1.
So I'm guessing it's time for this big announcement that you've got.
Massive news for you today, Scott. I mean, what a day to be alive if you're Scott Mills. Well, if you're you, Scott Mills, not other Scott Mills. It's just an announcement for you, really.
Okay, I don't really like surprises. What's going on?
Okay, so do you remember ages ago, I managed to get a bridge at Fleet Services named after you?
Yes.
So the bridge that connects both sides of Fleet Services, the service station on the M3, the linking bridge, is now known as the Scott Mills Bridge.
A particular honour because it is my favourite out of all the service stations in the UK.
It is a great service station. Loads of food outlets, good atmosphere, and there's a nice little wooded area if you want to muck around in there.
Yes. Also, you can walk across the bridge, and then there's even more facilities there. Some of them are the same, but you get the idea.
I think we both get tweets from lots of people who go to visit the bridge and are like, I'm standing on the Scott Mills Bridge.
Yeah, or their mates driving and they're kind of doing a video of it as they go under. I have them every day.
Do you ever stop and think how many people have slipped underneath you? Underneath your bridge?
Yes. Yes, I do. It's a daily basis. Adele Roberts has even been there. Radio 1's Adele Roberts.
Underneath or across?
She actually went across. Said it was a bit cold. Need to get some heaters in there.
Now, here's the thing. It's great that we've got the bridge named after you, but that's kind of where it stopped.
Yeah.
And unless you listen to this show, there's no real way that you would know it's named after you, which I think is a big shame.
Yeah, there's no signage or anything like that. But obviously, people that listen to this show know it's now called the Scott Mills Bridge, and that's why they tweet me.
So for a while now, I've been thinking, do you know what we need? We need a plaque on the wall, and we need an opening ceremony. We need to make this a real thing, an event, if you will, because this is huge, right? You're having a bridge named after you.
Yeah, I didn't think this would happen. It really escalated.
So, on the phone right now is our friend Tracy from Welcome Break,
no way,
the service station, with some news.
Hello. Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi.
Hello,
Trace.
Tracy.
Hi.
Hi.
I've just been listening to you, and I am so delighted to be able to tell you that we have actually installed a plaque. We have an official opening tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So this really is an invitation for you, Scott, to come down and actually open it a la HRH.
I'll stop you there, Tracy. This is where I'm now going to need to step in. So, yes, you have been invited to come down and open up the Scott Mills Bridge.
I'm on air tomorrow.
Yes, which is obviously a huge problem. And spoke to management here, and what they've said is, unsurprisingly, they're not willing to let you go. But they're willing for me to go and open it on your behalf, almost in an ambassadorial role.
Is this another way of you getting another day off the show?
It's not a day off, because I'll be at Fleet Services.
What, reporting live?
Yeah, well, this is what we need to discuss. This is an amazing day for you. This probably is one of the biggest days in your life.
I can't get my head around this, Tracy.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. It's no joke. We are actually having an official opening ceremony. And it sounds to me like we're going to have Chris as well, which will be fantastic if you can make it, obviously. Mm.
Yeah. I don't think they'll let me come. But yeah, I could send Chris.
Yeah.
Would that be enough, though?
Well,
not be rude.
Not particularly. But, you know, we'll make do with Chris if he can make it down there. That would be absolutely fine. We'll welcome him with open arms.
OMG, Tracy.
Yeah, you've got the picture there.
I've just been shown a picture of the of the plaque.
Wow, exciting, isn't it?
Is that up now?
No, we're saving it till tomorrow.
Are you going to put... I've always wanted... Can you put like a little curtain in front of it?
Well, There you go. We have curtains.
You've got small curtains, Tracy?
Yes.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Cracking.
And will there be a little pulley thing to open the curtains?
Chris will have a little pulley thing, yes.
This is what I've always wanted.
So how will this work? Will I be pulling the lever or will you open your curtains, Tracy?
Well, I'm not actually going to be opening the official curtains that cover the plaque, but my wonderful CEO, Rod, will actually do that for us. So he's also going to be there. And
so what? So Rod's in the curtains?
No, Rod's not in the curtains.
Rod's going to pull the curtains wide.
With you.
With Chris. Okay, that's brilliant.
The main point being here, Scott, it's going to be an official opening ceremony. And I want to take this. I want this to be a huge event. I want this to rival the London 2012 opening ceremony.
Why are you laughing?
Because I can't believe this is going to happen. Tomorrow, live on this show.
The pressure's on then for us. We'll do our best. Obviously, but yes, come down and let's
see. Wow, are you all right to do that tomorrow then, Chris?
I'm up for it. If you give me permission to go to Fleet Services,
permission granted,
then I say, why don't we make a big day of this? Why don't we do everything we can to make this a momentous event? I've got more news, it gets better, right?
What else?
So, me and Tracy were emailing, and Tracy, you might be able to explain this more, but just reading from the email here, that what will happen is when this bridge. When we do the official opening ceremony, it's called the Scott Mills Bridge,
not
right?
Not fireworks.
Well, get this. No, maybe not. But when something is officially
not a brass
named,
band.
It is added to the official map of Great Britain. Get this. In Tracy's email, she put, until the end of time.
Yes, this is true. So if something is given an official name and has a plaque, it goes on the Ordnance Survey map of Great Britain, so the official map. So you will be on the Ordnance Survey map of Great Britain until the end of time or until the plaque comes down, which that will never happen, obviously.
Of course.
So now,
is that until the end of all time or just Scott's time?
Well, all time, hopefully. Yes.
Yeah, because so it would be awkward if you took it down when I died.
It would be very sad.
I mean, quite disrespectful.
It's
Tracy.
A weird situation because most people have these kind of things put up when they die.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Exactly.
This is fantastic.
So tomorrow, what I'm proposing on the show is we treat this as a massive opening ceremony. Scott Mills opening ceremony live from Fleet Services tomorrow.
Tracy, can I ask something?
Mm-hmm.
So if could I Google map myself after tomorrow?
It might take a week, but yes, the answer to that is yes.
Also, Tracy, thank you so much for inviting us down tomorrow. I know it's a little more underwhelming that it'll be me coming and not Scott, but I really am keen for us to make this a massive event.
Oh. It'll be amazing. We'll do everything we can and we'll have a great deal of fun. So, yeah, we're all really looking forward to it. Very excited.
You don't know how happy this has made me, Tracy.
It makes my day knowing that I've made you very happy.
You really have. I've got my own bridge.
I know.
So I'll be doing the show as normal from here tomorrow at Radio 1, but Chris will be in the middle of the M3 at Fleet at the services with the Scott Mills Bridge ready to open the curtains.
I'll be reporting live from the official opening ceremony there. I'll be on Fleet, if you want a phrase for it.
Thanks so much, Tracy.
You're welcome. Have a lovely day.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, this week, Radio 1... is heading to North America and beyond in search of brand new music. Hello, Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Are you in Miami?
I'm here now. I'm here.
We've just seen on your Twitter you had a lovely morning run on the beach there on Miami Beach.
Yeah, well, it looks like amazing on that picture, but I just walked off and darkest greyest cloud I think I've ever seen. So a lot of my friends at home will be very pleased to hear that because I think you've been banging on about it too much. You know when your friend's going on holiday and they always shoehorn it into every single conversation that starts to annoy you a little bit?
Oh, so it's a holiday, is it, Danny?
No, it's not a holiday.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just called it a holiday
by accident there, Danny.
It's not.
Just the whole life's a holiday.
Just enjoying your holiday there, Danny.
Imagine his air miles. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, I was using it as an example because obviously it's a sunny place.
Darlene, you're always on a flight. I was listening to the drama unfolding as you nearly didn't make it for your show on Saturday. Where were you then? Rome?
Yeah.
Yes. Now in Miami.
That was a holiday. That was a holiday.
Oh, that was a holiday. God.
Just working hard.
So many flights.
On holiday.
Anyway, so you're in Miami at the moment, and this is part of International Radio 1.
It is indeed. So me and Pete are here all week, and we're going to be dropping into as many sort of pool parties and clubs, not a holiday, simply to try and find out what the new tunes are going to be, because this is sort of, I always say it's like a shot window into what we're going to be dancing to at the festivals and in the clubs and when you're away in Ibiza all summer long. And it's probably one of the most important weeks in the dance music calendar, because this is when a lot of new music gets premiered and a lot of DJs have saved their new tunes for this one particular week. So it's our job all this week to go out, find out what those biggest tunes are, and then to play them this weekend. Pete's on at 10 p.m. as usual on Friday, and Aberdeen Dance Anthems live on Saturday from 4.
Seriously, they're having a laugh. So Pete Tong and Danny Howard will be in all the best clubs and bars in Miami.
Working.
With a notebook and a pen, writing down all the biggest tunes that you'll be hearing at the festivals this summer.
What's that tune there?
What's that job there?
It is work.
I know it is, but you are living the dream.
It's quite a good job.
It is. It's all right, isn't it? Hey, listen, you know that I know everywhere. I've got somewhere for you to try out when you're there. You've probably not been there.
Okay.
Get yourself down to Twist on Washington Avenue.
Twist?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a club. You'll hear loads of... Actually, you'll just hear Cher, to be honest. But okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, Danny, Scott recommended me some places in Brighton because I was there on Saturday. And
similar.
Yeah, they were... Yeah, I could see why Scott recommended them to me.
Okay.
Twist has got four dance floors, so get your notebook and pen out and go and listen to all the songs.
I will. I'll feed back tomorrow.
Awesome, okay. So Friday night, Pete Tong live from Miami as the best dance music producers and DJs come together for their yearly West Coast... Well, it's a party, really. But it is work. So that's Friday from 10, and then Saturday afternoon at 4, Danny Howard from Miami... with loads more new tracks that you will hear wherever you are this summer, on the radio, out and about, at festivals. All right, Danny, what's the plan for later on then?
Well, I'm going to go back and sort out some tunes and play as well myself later. Just going to go around and see as many DJs that are playing as possible and with that notebook and pen.
All right, cool. Listen, we'll catch up with you later in the week.
Thanks, Scott.
All right. Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's get the bangers on. If you're having a Tuesday afternoon lull, this will pick you right up. Hello, James.
How's it going?
All right. Where are you?
In Northamptonshire.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a farmer.
Yes.
Yes, James.
Young farmer. How old are you?
24.
Okay, and what, are you on the tractor at the moment? Are you in the field?
Yeah, we're muck spreading at the minute.
Bit of muck spreading, good. Do you listen to this every day?
On a Tuesday.
Every day, we listen.
Okay, and out of all the ones, me or Chris's, which one would you say that you pick the most, me or Chris?
Probably Chris's.
Okay, good. Well, that doesn't really help me today, but let's see.
You say that. Look at this text that's come in from Rachel. I always pick Scott. I know which way my bread is buttered. What does that mean?
And what does that mean?
I'm unsure. I think a lot of people go for you just because I think most of your songs are sort of similar, Scott.
Do I need to change it a bit, do you think?
Well, I don't know. It's your style, isn't
it? Oh, now you've said that. I mean, this one is really my style today.
I've gone a little bit Jamie Lawson today with my one.
Oh.
You wouldn't be expecting that from me.
I really haven't. Yes, Kesha.
Oh, of course.
Pop star of her time. Hopefully back soon. Kesha, TikTok. It is her finest work, no doubt. The others were good, but I don't think you can beat this as a pop song.
Okay, James, or you can have this as an option.
Oh.
It's Nicki Minaj Super Bass. Do you know what, Scott? It's almost a little bit girly, our choices today, compared to normal. For both of us, I'd say.
Okay, so it's between Super Bass, Nicki Minaj... or my one, which is Kesha and TikTok.
It's classic Minaj, that, by the way.
It's not bad. I've got to give it to you. Okay. James, where are we at?
It's a tough one. But I think I have to change direction and go with Kesha.
Really?
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, good one.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, that is good quality pop. I'll have that. Kesha, TikTok on Radio 1. That was my banger today, and I won.
I was out of my comfort zone with my choice. I think I need to just go back to what I do best. Bangers.
No, Super Bass is a good one. That was a hard choice today.
It's a good song, but it's I can do better.
Rob Ryan on Twitter says, girly, Mills, can you please give Chris all the appropriate stares of disappointment? They are just solid pop songs, thank you.
I agree with that. That was the wrong word to use.
Nicole says, great song choice. It was a really hard one today, but I loved hearing that Kesha banger. That was good. There's only one thing I don't like about that song, and it's the same as, remember the other day I was saying that when people say my dear in songs is my dear. Mm. I also have a problem with people in songs calling the police the police. It's a real thing of mine.
I don't like it when people call it the popo.
Who says that?
Well, you'll hear it in songs.
No, you don't.
You will. I guarantee you, someone will be able to say there's a song out at the moment.
No, you don't.
100%.
Tell me a song with a popo in it.
Someone will be able to answer this.
No way. Seriously? Anyway, the police is a problem for me. Mm. In Uptown Funk in particular, the police and the fireman. It's the police, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, the Kendrick Lamar song, All Right, features Popo. Harry from Somerset. Fuse ODG Antenna, that's got it in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty awkward when you talk about how you don't think Popo is used in any songs and then it's in the song you just played.
Out of the police, shut us down, down. Police, shut us down, down. Popo, shut us down.
Popo!
Okay, then I believe you all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, every now and then I get to talk about my friends on Radio 1.
Yes,
a lot. It's really cool, especially when it's people like Sir Dossa. When you played his song, he was so happy about that. But anyway, I wanted to talk about one of my friends, Fernando, if that's okay.
Oh, Fernando.
But I just want to make it really clear, because sometimes I think there's some confusion around my friend Fernando, because you know when you've been friends with someone a long time, you start to become very similar.
Right.
You have a lot of the same traits. But that's purely just something that comes from friendship. My friend Fernando is his own man with his own views.
Yeah.
Lives his own life.
Okay. So any similarities to you are purely because you spend a fair bit of time together?
What I'm saying is, if my girlfriend does happen to be listening to this, I shouldn't be getting in trouble for something that, say, Fernando said.
Yeah.
Because he's independent of everyone.
He's an independent woman. He can say what he wants.
Anyway, he's just outside. Shall I go get him?
Yeah, go for it. I always like to see him.
Fernando!
Every time.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Fernando. How's it going?
You all right, boy?
Yeah, I'm good, boy.
Isn't Chris smashing it at the moment?
He's consistently good, I would say.
Good, yeah. Chris, consistently good.
Yes.
Does he deserve a pay rise, perhaps?
No.
No?
No, I wouldn't say that good, but like he's doing well.
Okay, fine.
Even the bosses like him now, which took a while.
I heard the bosses are very impressed.
It did take a while, but they're on side, so that's good.
Are they?
Yes.
Are they actually?
Finally, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway, how can I help you today, Fernando, Chris's friend?
So, you might not know this, Scott, but I, Fernando, am also a Watford fan, like Chris.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And as you know, Watford have been smashing it in the FA Cup.
Chris told me they're doing really well, right?
Chris said that he told you all about it.
Yes, he did.
So last night was the draw for the FA Cup semi-finals. It was on the one show, it was hosted by Chappers. Uh-oh.
Don't know who Chappers, he was a very important part of this show for a long time.
Yeah, don't who Chappers, Fernando, know your place.
So Watford have drawn Crystal Palace in the FA Cup semi-final.
How do you feel about that?
I feel okay, actually.
Chris, how do you feel?
Yeah, it's not a bad draw, actually, when you see what teams are left. But then saying that, I wouldn't have predicted this at the beginning of the season.
Would you have predicted it, Fernando?
No, I wouldn't have predicted it either. What with Leicester doing so well in the league, the idea that Watford might win the FA Cup, it's actually a very exciting time for football.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Watford drew Crystal Palace after a really tense, exciting game against Arsenal on Sunday.
Yes.
Now, Watford won that game 2-1, but the last 10 minutes were, Scott, they were so tense. I can't describe how I felt at that time when Adebayor nearly got Arsenal an equaliser. He just missed. It could have been trouble for Watford, that.
Yeah, yeah. But they pulled through.
And Guardiola's goal. Did you see it, Scott?
I did.
I mean, mate, it was unreal.
Was it?
Smashed it. Proper smashed it. It's the way Deeney looks away just before. So Deeney knocks the pass back, right? Then turns around as if he's, like, running in the other direction. Guardiola comes up. Bang! So good. Mate, it would turn you into football. You'd love it. So Watford won the game 2-1, okay? Now, I was well happy and excited afterwards.
As Chris was, weren't you?
Yes, I was really happy and excited as well.
Mm.
After the game, I, Fernando, received a text from someone I know that works at the football club, who was also very happy and excited. Now, this guy who works at the football club is like a very prominent figure there. And I've become friends with him because he's heard some of the stuff I do on the radio.
Is it Elton John?
It's not Elton John, but he knows Elton John.
He knows Elton John?
I think so.
Right, you just made that up.
I think so, because once he invited me to the game and I sat in Elton John's seat.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I actually did.
Oh, you've got friends in the right places, haven't you? You're moving up in the world, Fernando.
Yeah.
Is this anything to do with Chris?
Yeah. What's really nice is, because obviously I try and talk about Watford a lot on the radio, and like when I've met Jennifer Aniston, I gave her a Watford shirt.
You did, yeah.
And obviously the stuff with Mila Kunis. Mm. The club saw all that stuff. And
but they blooming loved it.
Yeah, and they liked it. So every now and then, well, I've become friends with some people at the club who are like quite prominent people at the club. I know, that sounds...
It's a boyhood dream, this for you.
Mate, how mad is it?
It's mad.
How mad is it? But Fernando, they also recognise Fernando off the radio, and all this stuff relates to him that he's about to say.
Okay.
So thanks to you, Scott, they've heard some of the stuff that I've done on the radio. And right after the Arsenal game, I received a text saying, how good is this, Fernando? Make sure you're free for the semi-finals. You plus one can come as my guest.
No way!
Now, what that means, Scott, is the, like, corporate...
Hospitality.
What,
like in one
seats.
Of them boxes that you see on TV?
Prawn sandwiches.
No way.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So I, Fernando, am allowed to bring one person with me.
Mm.
But obviously, in the excitement straight after the game, I happened to mention this to my girlfriend.
Right.
Who was just the first person I could see. Her name is Genevieve. Okay, so anyway, I told my girlfriend that I've got a plus one. Mm. I'm really, really lucky for the semi-final, potentially.
Yeah. This is awesome news.
And she said, oh, brilliant, I'll come. And I was thinking to myself, oh, but my best mate Dougsy is a Watford fan.
I thought he was Chris's best mate.
He is, but he's also my best friend.
Okay.
So now I've got a really tricky situation where I truly believe I should bring my best friend because he's a Watford fan, because this is the kind of event that we would probably have a better time at. No, I'm being honest here. Me and Dougsy have supported Watford for years and years and years and years. And yes, my girlfriend has recently got into it, but that was after a fair bit of persuasion. And I don't know if she deserves it quite the same.
Either way, someone's going to get really annoyed here, aren't they?
Yes. But the point is, if I don't take my best mate Dougsy, we will fall out.
Right. And if you don't take your girlfriend, what will happen?
Short-term trouble, I think.
Right. Okay. How long trouble do you think?
I don't know. I actually don't know what I can do to solve this now.
No. What, do you think, like a day of trouble, or what are we saying, weeks?
Well, she appreciates how much of a Watford fan I am and how much Dougsy is a Watford fan, but she does now kind of count herself as a Watford fan.
Oh.
So I can get why she would want to go, because it's a big game for Watford, but I just don't know if she deserves it as much.
And as you said, you would have a better time, I think is what you said, with Dougsy there.
I think I would have a more suitable time with Dougsy. Okay?
Okay.
Now, this has nothing to do with Chris or any decisions that he has to make at the moment or anything like that.
No.
I'm just interested to know, and I'm happy to make a decision based on what people think.
Okay. All right, well, should we get some people involved with this then?
Yeah, let's get this sorted, because then I can just look forward to the game knowing I'm doing the right thing.
Okay.
Because in my life, I've learnt that I rarely make the right choice.
Yes, I would agree with you.
Chris, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I can see the problem he's got there.
Yeah.
Because it is a tricky case of having to choose between your best mate and your girlfriend.
How come you're not going to the match?
I'm sure I'll be going to the game.
All right, we'll take Dougsy then.
I'm almost problem certain solved. I'll be going to the game.
Problem solved.
What do you mean?
Well, if you take Dougsy...
I haven't got a plus one.
All right.
Fernando's got a plus one.
Okay. You look a bit exhausted.
I'm knackered.
All right then. Well, thank you very much to Fernando there.
Thank you.
Thank you. And let's see what the listeners think. Thank you, Fernando.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Robbie in Surrey says, can you get Chris and Fernando to talk at the same time? I would, but Fernando's left the building now, so sorry about that. Massively in favour of taking your mate, not the girlfriend. I mean, Fernando's mate, not the girlfriend.
Ellie sums this up brilliantly. I think Fernando should take his best friend, whatever he's called, and be honest with his girlfriend.
Would Fernando's girlfriend be there on a cold Tuesday night in Stoke? No, that's my favourite comment.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, OK, just drawing a line under the Fernando thing for you. Can you tell him when you see him?
Yeah.
That most people say either take the best mate, not the girlfriend, although Shell from Norwich says, from a girlfriend's point of view, I would be raging if he took his best mate over me. What you should do is...
That's not an answer, is it?
What Fernando should do is he should take the best mate and the girlfriend.
He can't get an extra ticket.
Okay, then.
He's not giving his ticket away to both of them.
The best mate and the girlfriend go together.
No, he's not giving his ticket away.
That's what most people are saying.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
If you missed the show earlier, something incredible happened. You know I've got this bridge named after me? Some people are like, why have you got a bridge named after you? It was Chris, ages ago, was trying to just get my name out there a bit more, weren't you?
Yeah, I just want to continue your legacy.
Long after I've gone from Radio 1.
I think having that bridge named after you was perhaps my greatest achievement on that front.
So it's the walkway, the bridge in between the two halves of Fleet Services on the M3. And it's going to be called the Scott Mills Bridge. I've just checked. It's already as that on Google.
Yeah, so but this is going to make it all official. We'll have the official opening tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can't go because it's a bit last minute. You're going to be doing the show here. I'm going to go to Fleet. So that's fine. You can trust me with that. I'll do a speech and I will be at Fleet.
A speech?
And I will open up your bridge.
Now, there is a pair of tiny... There is a bit of... Sorry, that's right. You're just excited, aren't you? That's really put me off. There is a tiny pair of curtains which will be pulled open and then the plaque will be announced.
Yes, and Rod will be on hand there,
unveiled.
Who's the chief exec of Welcome Break, I believe. He's going to do a speech. Then I'm going to do a speech. It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, so tomorrow I'm going to be here. Chris will be in Fleet Services for the opening, the official opening of the Scott Mills Bridge. Exciting times. Here he is, his favourite letters are K, F and C. It's Charlie Slough.
Oh, gosh! Yeah! Hey, that was so rude, Millsy. K, F and C. Get on all flash, you got a bridge name after you. Foolish.
I saw your face when you walked in as we were talking about the bridge, and I could see the jealousy all over it.
I was just filled with envy. I can't believe that you've got your own bridge.
I know. Have you seen my plaque?
I just saw it. It looks sick.
It's so funny because as Charlie was walking in there and we were talking about bridges, it reminded me of this nursery rhyme.
Yes.
What is the one where there's
fell
a troll?
Off a wall.
No, that's Humpty Dumpty. What's the one with
rude.
The
you guys
do you remember
are all
the troll
over it.
Under
Ooh,
the bridge?
Humpty Dumpty.
Do you remember a troll under a bridge? I swear there was a nursery rhyme where there was a troll under a bridge.
Yes, I remember. What is it?
Yeah. And that's an old person's
think
nursery
it involved
rhyme.
Involved goats.
Young man like me wouldn't know about them one day, you get me?
You don't know about that nursery rhyme?
Young man is old school.
I'm sure people will tell us, but I do remember a troll under a bridge.
Billy Goat's Gruff, three of them.
Oh. Also, went back to my old school today, Crestwood Fam.
Oh, wow. You got a badge and a bridge in one day.
Deputy head boy right there. Look.
Oh, my God.
Always the bridesmaid.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that good, though? Look.
That is sick.
In front of all of the year 8 and 10s and 11s. I don't know where the year 9s were. I got presented that today in my class. It was really good. So we're going back to your old school.
You were in Southampton today?
Yeah, early this morning in Eastleigh. Isn't it weird going back to your old school? Have you been back?
Yeah.
Isn't it strange?
Strange.
It's really weird in like the communal corridor area where we used to have break time.
Still smells the same.
Smells it. I was about to say that.
The
smells
memories come flooding
exactly
back.
Exactly the same.
But much smaller, I imagine, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And
smaller,
also,
yeah, remember. Yeah, yeah, it does look smaller. Yeah.
And the horrible assembly room. No, it's not horrible. It's only horrible because like, we used to do sport in there as well and I hated that. Right. Here's Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth.
Hey!
Are these real or not?
US rapper Macklemore owns a nude oil painting of Justin Bieber.
Right, okay. And do we think this is real or fake? Do we think this is...
That's our job to decipher.
No, he doesn't mean
oh,
that.
Oh, no, I mean...
He means, is it an original? Is it an original?
I
meant,
like,
print?
Has Bieber posed for this?
Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
Is it one of them ones you just buy in Waikia? Or other shops, you know, that's just a print, or is it the original one? Is that what you're saying there, Chris?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Or do you think it's a sort of swapsy situation here?
What, so you have one of me, I'll have one of you.
Yeah, exactly. He's maybe Macklemore's there in just his big coat, you know, that he wears in the video, thrift shop. And then Bieber will be there. I don't know what his pose would be, actually. What do you reckon?
I don't know.
Maybe he's had a painting done of that nude image of Bieber that surfaced a few months back.
Thing is, right, Justin Bieber, as we may have noticed, absolutely loves taking his clothes off.
He does.
So this would not be a surprise to me at all if there's a nude oil painting out there of Bieber, but I have no idea why Macklemore would have it.
He probably sent them to his mates for Christmas. He was like, Macklemore's my brethren.
Yeah.
Mm. Hold a picture of me naked.
Yeah.
Oil painting styly.
What, just send him out to all his mates?
Yeah, I reckon he got like a list of 25 people, had the painting done, mass-produced, prints, so it's not the original, and sent out to his friends for Christmas.
That's what Simon Cowell does. He sends photos of himself to people for Christmas.
Does he really?
Yeah.
They should
framed.
They should make that a filter on Instagram, you know? Oil painting filter. That would look wicked.
Okay, so is this real or not? A nude oil painting of Justin Bieber, I'm imagining just above the bed, in US rapper Macklemore's house.
I'm going to say real for this one.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
It's true.
Oh my gosh.
After spotting the picture online, Macklemore decided to buy it for his home studio. The painting depicts a naked Justin covered in maple syrup and protecting his modesty with a pancake. I'd quite like one myself. And next.
Top chef Heston Blumenthal has been sending luxury food hampers to Major Tim Peake in space.
Does Tim Peake get any work done up there?
Do some work.
What's going on? He's been chased around by someone in a gorilla outfit, I think, the other day. Yeah, that one was real.
Isn't he always doing live link-ups with Lorraine as well?
Is he?
Or did I make that up? Hello, Tim!
Tim, are you there?
Maybe I... No, hang on a minute. No. I dreamt that.
Did you? I dreamt.
Hey!
I dreamt that Tim Peake was on Lorraine all the time. It's like, come on, Lorraine.
He's on so much stuff. Charlie, you need to get him on Fire in the Booth.
Imagine that would be out
in
of this
space.
World.
Literally.
Oh, yes. Just killed the pun. That was my...
Just
crushed it. Everyone would have been cracking up if you overrid my punch.
That would be
I thought
peak.
You lined it
peak.
Up for me. You lined...
That'd be peak.
That was good. That was good.
Today, when I went to the school assembly and I did a talk, the first question that one of the students asked me, one of the year 11s, when are you going to get to do a Fire in the Booth, though?
Done, no.
And I said... Well, you'd be surprised, mate, because I'm actually really good friends with Charlie.
Mate, yeah.
And that
how old?
Did you tell him that you've already done one? People don't know you've already done it.
I know.
Are we going to put it out anytime soon? Your management won't let me put it out. I've been trying to put it out for the last year and a half.
I don't fancy it.
It's because they were aware that the Kano one was coming out.
Oh,
and they obviously
strategic
need a bit of distance
planning.
From that.
Okay.
That this... Kano Fire in the Booth is incredible.
Incredible.
Anyway, this 15-year-old was like making a joke of the fact that I probably wouldn't be able to do a Fire in the Booth. I put him right in his place.
What did you say? Did you give him some buzz?
No, not there no. and then. Oh, no, right, I just no. said keep listening.
I don't know. Hey, people don't know that you've got buzz.
I know.
They don't know that you're actually an infamous ghostwriter for a lot of these artists that are doing their thing right now.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We were supposed to do a show on One Extra together. That never happened.
It never happened. I think that was your management again.
Maybe this Christmas, eh? I'm up for it. I reckon that you're just saying no to them.
No.
To me, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I'd love to do a show with you. And then you go to the management and then you go, oh, actually, I don't want it
I said I think it'd be a great idea if we simulcast our shows and we'd done a six-hour show.
Right, this Christmas then.
Or, rather than doing it together, why don't we just make a promise now that whenever either of you are on holiday, you cover for each other? So sick Scott gets to come to one extra.
Your producer's face just went yellow. He was just like, no! Hmm. Anything but that! Will was worth me in a past, you see. He aged by 10 years in a week.
That's when it all started to go wrong.
He aged.
Yeah. Anyway, he aged.
Is Tim Peake getting luxury food hampers from Heston Blumenthal in space? Real or no real?
It's the kind of thing Heston would do. He loves a gimmick. Mm, he loves eating food and serving food in quirky places. Mm. It's just him, isn't it? Outdoors, indoors, on top of mountains, in space. So I think this is real.
Apparently, when you're in space, your taste buds change. Did you know that?
How?
I don't know. Because of the gravity or something or the other, but that is a fact. Your taste buds apparently change.
What's everyone taste? Everything tastes
Tastes different.
Better.
Real or no real?
I don't know. No real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Of course it is. The Michelin-starred chef created 7 dishes, including a bacon sandwich and an apple crumble for Major Tim Peake to enjoy on the International Space Station as a little taster of home. And finally,
pop diva Mariah Carey insisted that her assistants make a 3 a.m. shopping trip to Asda in Glasgow.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
Now, we know that Mariah's got diva tendencies, mm-hmm. or she plays up to that. But why would she be wanting them to go to Asda, Glasgow?
She might have really fancied
a dress George.
Cheese and onion sandwich. Asda's cheese and onion sandwiches are second to none.
Is it?
They are legendary. And their trifles, their strawberry trifles. Oh my gosh. They don't put the chocolate sprinkles on the top, but I found if you buy a flake, crunch it up, DIY ting, tastes sick.
Listen, you need to be careful of trifles. Some of your fellow presenters on One Extra have had trouble with trifles before.
Really?
Over Christmas, yeah.
What happened?
I can't say who.
What? Whoa, whoa!
Oh, just got really ill.
That was a problem.
Yeah. Ill from a trifle.
Blamed it on a trifle.
Be careful.
Really?
I'm sure the Asda ones are fabulous, though. So, did Mariah send some assistance for a 3 a.m. shopping trip in Glasgow Asda? 3 a.m. What did you want at 3 a.m?
Cheese and onion sandwich.
So, is this real or no real?
At 3 a.m, she could have gone herself. You know, there wouldn't be as many people around. I think, what do you reckon, Charlie?
I'm going to say no real to this one. Why was she in Glasgow and she wouldn't send them to Asda either?
Might be on tour.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
True. Mariah, according to The Sun, sent her staff to the Govan branch of Asda to collect 20 DVDs. DVDs? Oreos, Coca-Cola, and some Whopper John's pizza at 3 a.m. The munchies.
That is bizarre.
At the end of that round, a real or no real?
I got 30. Charlie, you got 10.
Oh, I feel like such a loser today, man.
What's up with you?
I don't know. I'm quite nervous because I've got a special guest on the show today.
Oh, here we go. Who is it?
No, honestly, it's the big one today.
Who?
You ready for it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah, you can't think of one.
No, I can. I know who it is. I mean, I can't think. I'm not going to think about it. I'm just trying to build a bit of anticipation.
Go on, then.
I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
Superstar footballer.
Okay, Troy Deeney.
No.
Christian Ronaldo,
no. He's retired now.
Oh.
This is ridiculous.
Maradona.
Not all close.
This isn't even real. Just say the name.
Pele. Right. Pele is on my show today. It's not even a joke.
Get out.
Why are you weeding me out for?
Get out.
Pele's on the show today. We're going to be doing tricks together. Pele's on the show.
Join us tomorrow from 1. I'll be in the studio and Chris will be at the official opening of my new bridge. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.